Hi, Hayden. Boy, it's good to have all of you youngins back. You know, last week we had to prevail upon a couple of older youth to represent you guys, and I'm glad to see Anna. You're back up here again, and we're always happy to have you with us, and each of you as well. Now, I kind of gave Sarah a little hint about what I have here today, and I hope I haven't. I had the feeling that I've done this once before, but, it's always good. I've got something in here. I don't know whether I ought to let you guess. It's something that no one has ever seen before. Oh.
Air?
No, it's not air. Something that no one... You can see it. It's just that no one has ever seen it before. Now, let's see now. See if I can get down in here. Oh, there it is. You've seen that, haven't you? Yeah, you've seen one of those. You may not have seen... you've seen these at football games. And this one in particular, you know, I said no one had seen it, but even though no one's really paid much attention to this little peanut, you got to believe that somebody's seen it. I mean, this long time ago, somebody put a peanut in the ground. A plant grew up, and down on the bottoms of the roots of those plants, this little peanut was formed along with a bunch of others. And then finally somebody came along and pulled that plant out of the ground, and they found all these nuts on the end of them. They pulled the nut. Well, the guy that pulled the nuts off must have seen it. He probably didn't pay much attention to it. And then they put them in bags, and they sent them off someplace. These were roasted and salted, and you got to believe that the people that roasted them might have had a chance to see that peanut. So what do I mean when I say this is something that no one's ever... Well, actually, it's not the peanut here that no one's ever seen, but if I were to open this up, oh my, what do I have? Got a nut. And how many people do you suppose have ever seen this nut before? Well, we're the first ones, because no one had ever seen that nut before. And I'll tell you what, if you were to look inside that, you would find something that no one has ever seen. Yeah, wow, that's kind of a trick. but what it tells us is that sometimes there are things that remain hidden for all their lives. Because, you know, there are some of these peanuts that no one has ever seen before and that they didn't roast and salt that are going to go back in the ground and are going to produce plants and produce other peanuts. And those peanuts no one will have ever seen, and yet they have been responsible for making things going on and keeping... Well, you wouldn't have seen... You've seen the peanuts in the jar and the peanut butter and all that, but that peanut that's in there that could go back in the ground without anybody ever seeing it could produce a plant and a lot more peanuts. Well, what I'm wanting to tell you is that these are a lot like everybody. Everybody's got something inside them which not many people see. Sometimes we don't let people see what's inside us and the way that we feel and the things that we think and the things that we'd like to do. But it's there. Nobody sees it, but God knows something about it. And we find out that God is really nourishing those things inside us and making it possible for them to grow and eventually do great things, if we'll let them. Hopefully, we won't have to plant them, but they'll start producing fruit and everybody will see it. Well, that's what we're talking about. If you hear the preacher talking about spiritual gifts and the things that God can do with us, well, they're sort of talking about those nuts that are inside us, the things that we could do that are just getting ready to bring fruit. And God's preparing them inside us, and there are all kinds of different things that we could do. Sometimes we don't recognize it, and other people see it in us. There are things like, well, going up and giving somebody a hug. That's a special gift to be able to go up and to make them feel special, because not everybody can go up to somebody else and give them a hug and make them feel special. They're only gifted people that can do it. Sometimes it can be that you're going to sing a beautiful song and just make people's hearts, you know, fill up because of the way that you sing. Sometimes it's going to be words that you say. And sometimes it's going to be just going up and putting an arm around somebody or shaking her hand or, yeah, making them feel special. But all of these are gifts that are deep down inside you, ready to come out and bear fruit. And I'm looking forward to seeing them in